This is KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM in LA and 98.7 in Santa Barbara. I'm Aisha Mason, and this is The Morning Review. The USF spends twice as much as other industrialized nations on health care, over $2 trillion a year. And yet 41 million Americans are uninsured, and millions more are underinsured. Presidential candidates and stump speeches and upbeat sound bites are promising health care reform. But who will be included in it, and will their plans really result in quality health care for all people? Here to talk about what the candidates are really saying when they talk about health insurance is Dr. Don McCann, family physician for over 30 years and a full-time volunteer activist in the healthcare reform movement. Dr. McCann served two terms as the national president for physicians for a national healthcare program, and he currently is their senior health policy fellow. Dr. McCann is author of a daily column on health policy issues that's posted on the PNHP website. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Don, to just cut to the chase, you are an advocate for a single-payer health care plan.
Absolutely.
And so can you briefly describe what that means, because that's the standard you're using to evaluate the other health care proposals?
What that means is we would take our highly inefficient, fragmented system of financing health care, the great multitude of private plans and public programs and no programs at all, and replace that with a single national health insurance program. It would be like taking Medicare, fixing it so it works better, and then providing that to everyone. Make it automatic for life with comprehensive benefits, and that would take care of the financing problem in healthcare.
When I've heard that referred to popularly, particularly by conservatives, it's that European socialist style of medicine, and it's kind of with this fearful sound to it. So is what you're talking about actually, does it actually work, and is it affordable?
Of course it does work. It's working in the European nations. We're talking about the financing of healthcare.
Yeah.
We're talking about making that equitable so that everyone can participate and we can pay for the health care that we have. And we have far more money in our system already than European nations have in theirs. So if we developed an efficient financing system, we would have by far the finest health care system in the world. We do not right now.
So many of the presidential candidates themselves, progressive, are talking about giving all Americans access to health care. And yet, as I was reviewing some of these ideas, they all sound like some version of the current insurance paradigm. Is that accurate?
That's right. In fact, you can lump these into three categories. All of the Republicans support market proposals. Let the marketplace do it. Well, that's what we have now, and more are uninsured. And the effectiveness of insurance is declining rapidly, so people who do insurance are being exposed to significant medical debt and even bankruptcy, even though they're insured. The Democrat proposals fall into two categories. One is the single-payer proposal of Dennis Kucinich, the model that we support. And then most of the rest of them support building on our current system of public and private programs. They would increase regulation, and several of them would actually mandate that you purchase insurance, either your employer or you as an individual. But the problem with that is that the private insurance industry is no longer able to provide us with a health insurance product that is reasonably comprehensive, that'll take care of our needs, and yet is still affordable for average income individuals. Healthcare costs are very, very high, and the private insurance industry can no longer meet our needs for insurance coverage.
And insurance for someone who actually is sick.
That's right. In fact, that's a greater problem. If you look at what the private insurance industry is selling us now, they're selling their plans to the healthy workforce, their young, healthy families, and in the individual market, to those that can pass medical underwriting. So we have the largest sector of our population, the healthy sector, being covered by the private insurance companies, whereas we taxpayers are paying the real bills in health care. And that's why their model won't work. If we're going to have a universal program, fold everyone in, they cannot possibly create products that are affordable, because with this healthy sector, they can't create products any longer that are affordable for average income individuals. If they can't do that for the healthiest individuals in our society, how could they possibly do that for our entire society? Well, they can't, and they won't.
So I'd like to take a moment and look at each of the leading candidates' proposals. And I want to start with Senator Clinton, because when her husband was in office, one of their first actions was to propose health care reform. And she actually said recently a lot from that experience. So what did she learn that's actually reflected in her current proposal?
Well, she has decided that we should not disassemble what we have and what they say is working, although we question whether it's working or not. That people who want to keep their current coverage can, and then let's provide a public program, a Medicare-like program, that people can buy if they're not satisfied with the private programs. Well, there are a lot of problems with that.
And if we could just be really specific about one or two problems, and when I hear you, it sounds like, well, the people who are still, again, pretty healthy are going to purchase the private one, and then people who are not so healthy end up having to purchase the public service, but it's going to cost more.
That's right. Well, she, like other of the Democratic candidates, says let's allow everyone to have the insurance that members of Congress have, the Federal Employees Health Benefit Program. But 100,000 federal employees who are eligible for that plan have no insurance. They cannot afford their portion of the premium for that. So that's the private insurance model at its best, and they want to take it and try to make it work to cover everyone with all of their major problems and so forth. That won't happen. We cannot have affordable private plans. Okay, the public program, they say, okay, let's establish a public Medicare program, so when the private plans aren't working for you, we'll have a more efficient public program. That's not going to work. That's in competition. Who's going to go into that public program? People with high health care needs. And so it's going to be a very expensive program, and there's no way they're going to be able to compete on the premium with the private health plans that are insuring only the healthy people, when all of the sick are in this public program that each of the candidates is touting.
Great. That's really clarifying. So let's go on to Barack Obama, who's the other leading Democratic candidate. It's about modernizing the system and making insurance more competitive. And we were actually just talking about the question of it being pet competitive. How does his plan measure?
Well, his actually is very, very similar to Hillary Clinton's. The one difference is that he recognizes that the typical private health insurance plan is no longer affordable for average individual if it's an effective plan. So he's not going to require people to buy it. Hillary Clinton would, so would John Edwards.
If I could interrupt, so how do you get required to buy health insurance if you can't afford it?
That's exactly the problem. That's what they're facing in Sacramento right now, is they're trying to work out an individual mandate, require everyone in California to buy private health insurance. They've been in special session since early September, and they can't find any insurer that's going to provide that product because it's a fantasy. It doesn't exist.
Okay. All right. And John Edwards. His is the one plan that I saw talked about paying for a program by rescinding that tax cut for the wealthiest families in America that's about 10 years old.
That's right. Well, his is still the same program, too. He believes that his program, under his program, the public program would be so popular and people would get tired of their private plans, and they would gradually shift into the public program, and then we would end up with a single-payer national health insurance program anyway. The problem with that is what I mentioned before, is adverse selection of the public program. That is, they would end up having to insure people with high health care needs, very high costs, and the premiums would not be affordable.
So if let me ask this. In terms of Republican candidates, are there any plans being proposed by them that we should be paying attention to because they offer a real alternative? I don't want to just dismiss a whole, you know.
I'll say that my usual answer is no. I'll say yes, we should be paying attention because you have to understand how bad they are. Is that they're going to end up with even more people without insurance. And they're proposing taking all the regulations off of the private insurance industry and selling these plans that don't provide protection. So the plan is affordable, you know, competing in the marketplace based on premiums, but the insurance isn't any good. And so when a person develops a significant medical problem, they're bankrupt.
So when you can explain rather clearly why this system doesn't work, and we have a model in Europe that does work, and I think many Americans first became more conscious of that in Michael Moore's film Sicko, then what do you see as the greatest stumbling block to our being able to adopt that model or something appropriate here?
It's the political feasibility, political inertia. People, healthy people who believe they have pretty good insurance, know we need to fix our health care system, but they're still reluctant to give up what they have in exchange for a program that's been,
it's unknown.
The socialized medicine program. It isn't socialized medicine. You know, Medicare is not socialized medicine. It's an insurance program, public insurance, and that's all we're talking about is providing a plan that's actually better than what people have now, covers more things more completely, and actually reduces total healthcare spending, or at least doesn't increase it. Like all of the other proposals would, because everything that's on the table now, both Republican and Democrat, costs more. But
wow.
A single-payer system does not cost
more costs
because
less.
You use the funds much more efficiently.
So when you say that the biggest problem is, as I understand what you're saying, is our will.
That's exactly
And in a sense, people being ignorant, not knowing that there's a better alternative. Who are the citizens' organizations that are really challenging candidates on the healthcare issue? If listeners want to know more or want to get involved, where should they? Who should they be talking with?
Well, I tell you, amongst the progressives, there is kind of a support for this Clinton Obama Edwards model because they think that's the key to entering a true universal system that we can get everyone covered, and then we can fix it after we have everyone covered, except it's not going to work.
No.
So the progressive organizations haven't really gotten on board, except organizations like us, you know, Physicians for a National Health Program.
And what's your website?
www.pnhp.org.
PNHP.org.
Also, here in California, there's an organization, Healthcare for All California, and you can get that by Googling. And they're very active on reform issues.
Because we did have a Senate proposal in our state legislature for a single-payer plan.
That's right, Sheila Kuehl's single-payer bill. And, of course, it passed, but only to be vetoed by the governor.
By our governor.
Yeah.
Now, you also have a column online.
Yes, the quote of the day, which is I pull something out of the day's literature and so forth on a policy issue. and then I make a comment on the policy implications, and I send that out daily.
And that can be found on the website?
It's on the website. If you go to the website, on the opening page, my picture's there. You can click on it, and it takes you to that.
That's PNHP. I just want to read one quote that I found from your website.
Right.
Because private insurance bureaucracy and paperwork consume one-third of every health care dollar, if we were to streamline payments through a single nonprofit payer, we could save $350 billion a year.
That's right.
Amazing.
That's right. And that's exactly why we can provide health care to everyone without increasing the level of spending.
Well, Dr. McCann, I just want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And again, that website is pnhp.org. My guest has been Dr. Don McCann, Senior Health Policy Fellow at Physicians for a National Health Program. This is KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM in LA and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. We'll be right back.